Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How's everyone here doing? All right, good. So Jeff and I had to beat the snow down here from the Northeast, and so we had to change our flight to Monday.
Yeah.
And that meant that, like, we couldn't stay here in the hotel another day because it was already booked, and we had to get an Airbnb.
And, you know, there's always, like, one weird thing about every Airbnb. Like, sometimes the shower head is, like, you know, a foot too short, or, like, you know, they'll tell you not to open up a closet or something. But this one was, everything was weird.
Yeah, it was like, what'd you call it, Nightmare Village?
Nightmare Village.
It's somewhere on the east side in Austin, and the cab pulls up, and every other house is, like, lit on the road, except for this one house. And he's like, I think that's it. And so we go in there, and what did the guy say first?
Well, first of all, like, you know, you have to have the handoff with the keys and everything. And the guy was like, don't worry about it, I'll just leave the door open, and you can just get the keys inside. And I was like, that's a terrible idea. No, I'm not doing that. I don't, you know.
Yeah,
no.
So you asked him to leave it in the mailbox.
Yeah.
You found him in the mailbox.
Yes.
Opened up the one, like, lock on the door.
And it's like the house almost, like, fell over. Like, It was dilapidated. It was terrible. There were, like, used Q-tips, like, all over the place.
Yeah. Used tissues. There were coins all over, which is, like, I don't know if it was a trail leading us somewhere, but there, like, in the tub, there were coins. It was very, very strange.
Yeah, and then also there was a Tercel, like, idling outside for, like, 15 minutes playing Fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, so we didn't know if this was, like...
We thought it was a setup. We thought that we were 100% going to, like, the Airbnb hosts were going to rob us in their own home.
Right, welcome to South by Southwest.
Yeah, so anyway, now we're staying at the JW Marriott, which is...
Anyway, we're about to get into this podcast, and we can only do it in one way, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Manthanum, a.k.a. Kidnapping Sharon Tate.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Flipping Keys, a.k.a. Airbnb.
24 hours we here. What's up? I'm Danny Brown.
Cool. Yeah, and it's a waste of time, but it's the real. Guys. Thank you so much for doing this. Danny, we haven't seen you for a few years. 20, we haven't seen you for your whole life. So, how are you guys? How's South by going for you guys? Where are you staying?
I'm actually staying, like, around the corner at the Radisson.
Oh, nice.
I'm staying around the corner at an Airbnb, I think.
Oh, no.
It's super lit, though.
There's
no coins, no...
No Q-tips.
No Q-tips, like...
Cups turned over with, like, ants in them.
You know what, though? When we went to check in, like, make sure they're not in here. Yeah, we went to check in. I think, like, my tour manager was trying to get us an Airbnb out here, and then, like, he was saying, like, yo, like, we're out here, we're doing some shows and stuff, and everyone kept declining. Mm-hmm. So, like, in order to get into the Airbnb, we had to say, like, yeah, we're just, like, me and my colleagues are coming down, and we're working, like, a tech thing.
Right.
And, like, so as we're pulling up, this guy's just like, oh, you must be staying in my house. And I was like, oh, shit. If he asks me, we're, like, creating some app to, like, blow Uber out the water. Like, and that's, like, the thing we told everybody. If he asks, like, we can't really even talk about it like that. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm in an Airbnb.
You're essentially staying in, like, the Spotify house.
You know? Yeah. Something like that. But it's cool. Me and my team, my brother just landed, so he'll be out here with me. It's gonna be lit.
That's what's up.
Yep.
And Danny, how many South Bys is this for you?
Oh man, I haven't been here in a few years though, but probably, like, I don't know, it's too many to count. I think I came like 5 years in a row.
Does it all feel like the same, or does it feel like way bigger?
I mean, it just depends on where you at in your career, I guess.
The first time
I came, I had like 20 shows, and I had to walk to all of them, and you know. It wasn't cracking for me like that.
This is my sixth year.
Six years?
6 year South by.
My God.
Like, but this year is like, or, you know, I rebranded myself. I'm a new artist, and it's
right.
Like those other 5 years of coming to South by, like, were just like, you know, like trying. Like he said, it depends what point in your career you
right.
are, because it's like all of my homies, like, I'm sitting there talking to Wiz the other day, and he's like, yeah, I mean, it just depends, like, at what part of your career. Like, there's a part when you really have to go and, like, you really have to engage. And then there's a part where it's like, I'm on tour, bro, or
right.
I'm working on the album, or I'm doing this. So it's like, for me, even coming 5 years, those other years were like, I got one show and then I'm walking like 10 blocks to go see someone else or trying to just get on any stage. Now this year it's like I'm getting schedules that's like we have to go here from here, 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 here. And it's
all
because
like, you changed your name.
All because the fucking name change and like rebranding. People was like, yo, so how's it feel to be a new artist? I'm like, oh, it's great.
Yeah,
super
like
lit.
When you start off, you it's you who steps in vomit on 6th Street, but when you've made it, then someone carries you over.
That's right.
The vomit on 6th Street.
At what point in your career have you made it when you don't have to use any of those, like the guy like on the bike?
Oh, the pedicab?
I was on one of them yesterday. Oh. She didn't take me where I had to go, though.
Where'd
she got
you take
me halfway
you?
There. I was like a mile away, so I'm like, I'm going to hop on that. That seems smooth. I can smoke a cigarette and some shit.
You know what's crazy? That those 5 years before this year, that was like my shit. Like getting
you were
on
the pedicab driver?
Yeah, like no, I was riding. I was always scared that it wasn't gonna move as fast because I was on it. I'm like, what is like the weight? Like I didn't really know like if it can like.
Do you like make sure he has big calves or something?
No, I don't know. Like if we get on and it's not moving that fast, I'll just stop like close. But if he's like really going, I'm like, oh, he really want like I gotta leave him a tip. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But now it's like, oh, the Sprint is parked outside. And it's like, all right, get back in. We're going to keep the driver outside and all this. And it's like, actually, sometime while I'm out here, I want to ride on one of those. Like, so I want to just, you feel me, do it. I know that they'll be like, nah, nah.
Right,
no
right.
Time.
Also, there's only room for, like, two of you on there. Oh, so it's not, you can't bring the whole team.
No, then you give them a tip if you let them if you let the third one on.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
You've done that?
I'm not fucking with him
no
more. I'm not fucking with him no more. I had to walk a mile. After she, all I had to do was go a mile. So I'm like, it's cool, just take me here. And it was an incline. She was dying. I seen her dying. Oh. You know what I'm saying? She was struggling. She's like, I got you halfway. When I pulled up the map, it was still a mile away. Bitch, you ain't take me nowhere.
That's crazy.
So I ain't fucking with them no more.
How much longer are you guys down here for?
I leave tomorrow.
Oh, just in and out.
Yeah, my birthday.
Yeah.
So
Happy birthday, Danny.
That's what's
up, man. 36 years younger, you know.
What are you
we
doing?
We brought
for
you it? A cake.
No, no, yeah.
Please don't. Yeah. You know.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Not a damn thing.
Is that a celebration in itself?
Yes. Yeah. Hell yeah, just to go home and hang with my cats. You know what I'm saying? That's what we doing, you know. And jumping around with Gentiles.
Yeah, we're here till Sunday morning because...
Because, okay, so we're hosting this Gucci, Lil Uzi Vert, Ty Dolla $ign,
Meek Mill, Cardi B.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing.
I'm performing there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
I just
probably, yeah, special guest.
Yeah.
But you know what? This isn't going to be, it's going to be recorded now and put out next Tuesday. So, like, so, it already happened, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so dope.
But, yeah, so we're hosting that, and then straight from there, we're going to the airport at 5:50 a.m. so that we can host our cousin's third wedding to the same girl in 6 months.
Yeah, how about that?
What?
Yeah, I don't...
Explain this?
Yeah. We have a terrible agent.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, our cousin is he's a Jewish guy marrying a Liberian girl. So they had the Liberian ceremony first.
Oh, okay,
then they had like the shotgun wedding.
Danny says he gets it. You
no,
don't get it.
No.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. We don't even know what we're doing. Like this is and then they're having like the big like family wedding on Sundays, like deep in the suburbs of Maryland. So we're flying into Baltimore early just to make that.
People wonder, like, what's the glamorous life of a podcaster? And it's just like, it's just constant pussy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So you're going to be performing there.
That's why you're staying until then.
Do you guys go to other people's shows, like, while you're down here?
I went to a Kano show last night.
How was it?
It was tight. You know, I love grime music.
Yeah. But was it, like, was it a badge-related, like, event? Like, you needed to...
I don't think it was.
I think the cool ones are unbadged.
Cool ones are unbadged.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I got a bunch of stuff, like, out there. I'm even doing a house party, like, the 40-ounce bounce with Yes Jules and...
That's dope.
Van. Yeah, like...
That's Thursday night?
I don't know
when it is. Someone will tell
you. It's in between now and Monday, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, it's cool because it's like last year we came and, like, we played the Fader Fort. Mm-hmm. And it was, this was like, if you're not familiar, my brother's made in Tokyo.
Yep.
So it's like, it was like for him at that time, like, Uber everywhere was like so huge. So it's like we played it, but then we couldn't stay. We had to leave. we had to leave. Like, after we played that, we only had one day, and then we left. So this time, it's like, yo, like, I have my own show, the 24 Hours and Friends show. So yeah. That's on Thursday, and, like, just, like, I don't have anything. Like, he's going on tour with Big Sean, so he has to leave, actually, like, after he comes in one day and he leaves. But, like, my tour doesn't start for a while, so it's like, yo, I'm going to stay the whole time and watch the other artists that I got do their showcases and everything.
That's
and
dope.
Try to catch, like, some lit shows, too. So,
Danny, what's the best show you've ever seen down right here?
Music? Oh, South by Southwest?
Yeah.
Trash Talk at Fader Fort. The year they got banned.
Wait, what'd they do to get banned?
I mean, they snuck in, like, maybe, like, 50 hardcore kids.
And wait, just, you say hardcore or parkour?
Hardcore, not parkour.
I didn't know if they were just, like, flipping off of
curbs.
And, I don't know if anybody was there, but y'all remember, but they snuck in a whole bunch of punk rock kids, and they just tore that shit up. I didn't know about Trash Talk at the time, you know, and it just blew my mind. Like, I was like, that's how you do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you leopard. Because they was like,
that's
they played after the cool kids.
Yeah.
So it was chill. Everybody
same vibe.
I don't know what they... With their hats on, and you know, I don't know. And then they came out throwing garbage cans at people and catching a fade.
Wait, literally that, trash talk?
Yes. It was lit.
So like, it's not just a clever
you know
name.
Right, they got the VIP side right there. They just came and threw trash cans also. If you was over there trying to be cool, chilling out there, you got hit with a trash can. It was lit. They banned them. They haven't been back at Fader. Nothing. Trash Talk hasn't done nothing with Fader's
names. Until they rebranded themselves as It's the Real.
That's right. We were talking yesterday about how, like, I remember at Action's first album release, he threw, like, giant flat screen TVs off the stage. Yeah. And, like, that, like, reset the bar for everyone, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, I saw Action do a lot of crazy. He threw, like, a half a pound in a weed in Coachella. At the crowd in Coachella, he had to leave. Thought he was going to lock him up.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I've had a lot of fun with Action. That's my homie. Yeah. I actually saw him one time. He's in Australia and just broke his hand for no reason. He just hit the wall. Like, whole shit just broke up. Then went on stage and rapped like nothing happened.
Oh, that's hard. That's some white people wings. Shit.
Like, go to the hospital, man. I know. He's sitting there eating chicken wings and shit, man. I love him, though. That's my bro.
Action's crazy. Yeah. I met Action twice, and, like, both times was nice to meet you, even though we met. But when he met me, he just, like, I just like you. I don't know why. I just like you.
The
and
first
I was like,
time,
oh, all right.
The first time he met you, you were not 24 hours, and now you are.
No, he's never met me as 24 yet. He never met me as 24. It was both times.
By the way, how mad does that make you that you had to change your name because of Rolls Royce not wanting you to do that? Meanwhile, like, jeez. Maybach Music Group is just, like, totally fine.
I actually, to be honest with you, like, I had the lawsuit with Rolls Royce, but that wasn't when I changed my name. I got a major deal, and they made me change my name anyway.
Because they made you do
it. But I still switched it to Royce Rizzy at the time.
Right.
Which I switched. I could use that legally, but, like, I was just over the whole shit. Like learning in, like, not to go too deep, but, like, this industry would take, like, everything out of you. And, like, when you don't know what to do or how to do it, like, with these influencers and people, like, you know what I'm saying? I was signed a couple times to, like, major artists and, like, I didn't know that down the line, like, there was just so much to come with signing to another artist and doing this. And if that artist falls off, well, like, that's as big as you can get and all this. So it's like when I stopped all my major deals and everything and, like, my brother, my baby brother is like, yo, I have a song that I want to put out. And I'm like, all right. And we literally sat on the couch and was like, we need a cool name. And we came up with Made in Tokyo. And it was like, yo, at that moment, I was like, yo, you could be anything you want to be. You could do anything. We literally said, we're going to put this song out and see what happens, and your name's going to be Made in Tokyo, and kind of laughed and put it out. And the next thing you know, there's a full article in Fader and Complex, Made in Tokyo is the next guy, and skirt, and Uber everywhere. And it's like, yo, we just came up with this, and now you're, like, lit. And now he's like, what, on tour, Big Sean, platinum plaques and everything. And it made me sit back and be like, wait, why can't I change my shit and be lit again? Like, fuck this. And I switched my name and didn't tell anybody and just put it on SoundCloud. And, like, it blew up. And I sat there and watched everybody become a fan, like, before I told them it was me.
Crazy.
Like, everyone, like, from getting flight confirmations from Kanye West to fly to L.A. to, like,
obviously.
Well,
Mike
from his
did
assistant, it wasn't Kanye yeah. like sitting there
no,
being like, okay, honestly, you know,
to,
you
be,
want the...
to be honest, even though it wasn't Kanye, just the at KanyeWest.com was good enough for me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm like, not taking anything away. Like, I'm just saying it wasn't Kanye being like, do you want Kanye, lower aisle?
Kanye walking in and like, yo, your shirt is super dope. That was good. I didn't need anything.
What shirt was that?
You know what? I can't remember the exact shirt, but I know that it was like one of like a vintage, like just old, like I think race car shirt or something like that.
I feel like that's something you don't forget.
Yeah, no. To me, I can't lie to you. Like I just don't remember. But I know it was equivalent. Like it all old shirts that I have. So it was that. But no, to seeing that is like, yo, I've only put my music out for 6 months, and we're doing this, and I had a whole career of 5-6 years where that would never happen.
Yeah.
So it's like a rebrand sometimes is, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. Danny, when are you going to change your name?
Never. Shit, my name too pimping.
You can't change that.
I got my name from a pimp, to be honest. You ever saw, I think it's one of those pimping documentaries, but it was the pimp. His name was Danny Brown, and he stopped pimping to do blues music. And at the time, my name was just Danny. I was like, everybody's like, you can't be just Danny. I'm like, why? It's Nelly. I can't be Danny. I can't think of no cool rap name. Like, that ain't me, you know? So I was like, fuck it. I saw that. I was like, damn, that's lit. So I was just Danny Brown.
That's even more lit now. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's hard.
Yeah, I think it was maybe American. I don't know. Pimps Up, Hoes Down, one of them. But yeah, Danny Brown, I got that from him.
All right, well, what's your second favorite pimp documentary?
My second favorite pimp documentary? Oh, damn, I can't think of the name of it, but it's on YouTube. Fuck, but it's about the one when the nigga, he grab his hoe and he headbutt her. What's that one?
I've never seen that. That's crazy.
Pimp Snooki. That's what the name. Pimp Snooki.
I'm watching it.
Yeah, Pimp Snooki ain't really like official nigga, though. He like kind of, I can't really co-sign him, but it's a good documentary.
Pimp Snooki?
Pimp Snooki, that's what it's called.
Like
he snitched on niggas?
No, not like Jersey Shore.
I thought it was like Jersey Shore, yeah.
No.
I think it's, yeah, it's about the same way. Like Pimp Snooki.
I'm going to say it's not her.
No, it's not her, but it's spelled the same way.
Yeah,
right. I got to see
that's
it.
A good one. It's a good one.
Danny,
his head real,
yeah, your head butt is whole.
Oh, no.
Nah. Because
that's absurd. That's crazy.
It was hilarious because he had got into it with, like, some other pimps or something. You know, I don't know the whole pimping thing, how it goes.
Well, good thing you're talking to us because we definitely
that's
know.
That's right, yeah.
He got into it with, like, some other pimps or something. They're supposed to come back and shoot his house up or something like that. And then it was her fault. Like, it was her cousins or something. Like, bitch, or whatever the fuck. And he headbutted her. I just never seen that move. Like, you know, I'm not co-signing,
right.
Putting your hands on a woman. No one should ever do that. But I just didn't know pimps headbutt bitches.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Pimp Snooki. Please check that in theaters.
That's right, Danny. What was the real turning point for your career? You think
the real turning point? I guess going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't have a career at the end, but that's when I was like, fuck that, I can't not do this. What else I'm gonna do?
Right,
be in here or do something that's gonna have me. I'm not like fucking educated enough that I'm not like, I don't have any like business skills. I'm not like strong or nothing. I can't work. I'm not, like athletic and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing but music. So I was like, it's gonna just do that. I just looked at it on the lowest form. Like, if I could just, I don't know, be like underground hip hop and just tour overseas, that was happy enough for me.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So for me to be where I'm at right now, that's way past
that's so
my
real,
expectations of what I had. I was like, fuck it. If I could just be able to just pay my rent and buy new clothes every month.
Hang out with your cat.
To make music and have fun, you know?
That's so fucking real.
Right?
That was the lowest I could think of. Like, as long as I can live, if I can support myself with it, I'm happy with that. So
that's real.
Yeah, you got to support you and as many as how many cats?
I got 2 cats now.
Could you go further? Could you go more?
I do want another one.
You want another one?
It's fucked up, I know. I don't want to be the cat guy, but I do kind of want
cat
another
guy.
One.
Who's watching the cats while you're gone?
My mom.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom live with me.
Do your cats miss you when you're gone?
They don't give a fuck.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I love cats, because you got to earn that affection. You know what I'm saying? You hop with a dog, you just pop up with a bone or something. He's going to jump up and down and act like he's crazy. But a cat, I be leaving, gone for weeks. I come back in, they look at me crazy. Like, nigga, who is you? What do you want? Like, I'm the guest now. Like, what do you want? So it take a little bit of time, you know. You got to get the, you know. I get the little comb and, you know, comb their hair and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and they get back right.
Do you leave them at your house and your mom comes over to take care of them there, or do you have to, like, bring them over to her place?
No, my mom lived with me.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
When I bought my house, I moved my mom in with me. I ain't want my mom just living in the hood, you know?
Right.
And then I just bought her a house now, so.
So she has a second house then?
She about to get up out of my house.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
How far is it from you?
Not too far, but far enough.
Yeah.
But I still need her to come watch my cats, though, so I don't know how that's going to work out. You know?
And 20, so, okay, so after the name change, after everyone, like, you know, starts, like, realizing who you are, who were the people who reached out who were just like, yo, I want to do something again with you, and you're like, I'm gonna do it my way this time.
All the like record labels.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Well, how empowering is that to like sit down with
my
them
record
again?
Label who I was signed to? I was signed with RCA.
Yeah.
And they emailed me as 20, like, we're super interested in you and we want you to come to the office.
Oh.
And I just looked at the email and just kept going through my emails.
No, you should have gone back.
No.
You got to do the Frank Ocean thing.
Yeah. No, well, I realized, like, you know, I was signed to a major deal and I ain't ever, I didn't get to a point where, like, there was a changing point. And then, meanwhile, I helped my brother, Maiden Jokio, and he's, like, winning and we have no major deal.
Right.
And it was like, it doesn't, like, what is your goals? Like, to hear him say, like, what you wanted, it's like most people is like, well, I ask Tokyo all the time, what do you want? He's like, I just want to, like, be fly and, like, make cool music and be able to, like, take care of my family.
Oh,
and
my God, like, he's such a millennial.
Yeah, and it's like, with that, there's some people who's like, I want to be the best to ever do it. And it's
right.
Like, oh, shit, all right. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just knowing what you want. And if you're knowing what you want, it's easier to obtain that. So mm-hmm. It's like with me, it was like, I like to, like, it's going to be weird, but, like, you know, we started this whole collective of artists and Private Club Records is the collective. And it's like, I've been doing it so much, but all the new artists that I have around me, it's like, I just want to show them how to do it. And, like, now that we're making enough money for me not to have to sacrifice my art side or sacrifice what I want to do, it's like I just coast now, like coast, and I'm working with a million people. It's like, it's the funniest thing I'll tell you is this: when no one knew it was me,
mm-hmm.
to see how many, like, people, like artists and like other people that really was like, ah, oh, I'm a super fan. And then when they found out it was me, like, oh, let me slow down. I can't let him, like, people can't let, I can't let him know that I like him. But I already know.
Right.
I still have all the DMs. I look at him all the time. Like, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. You know, crazy story though. When I was Rizzy, I remember hitting Danny, like DMing him, like, yo, like, we gotta work. And what's crazy is, the dopest thing ever was, like, most people I would hit would just not even, like, hit me back. Like, he hit me back, like, yeah, we gotta work. But we just never did. But it was like,
until right now.
Well, you know, now it's like a whole other thing. But it's like, just, I remember those. I you never forget anything. So
yeah.
It's like, just to see, like, another chance, I told myself, like, I'm always, like, man, like, talking to my team and stuff. I'm like, I think I told my tour manager yesterday, I was like, yo, my in-ears was messing up and I couldn't hear myself when I was performing or something. I was like, yo, I got a second chance at this. Like, I have to make sure everything is right this time. Most people just, you just sizzle out or you just like, oh, I remember that guy. And it's like, you don't get a second chance. But I have a second chance as a new artist.
Right.
Like, yo, we're going to run through the same things. I'm walking into interviews where they interview me before, and they're like, wait, you're 20. You didn't even do your research. You didn't even look up. You just heard it was the hype, and
yeah,
now you're
right,
interviewing
right.
me. But I got a second chance, and it's cool to see all those people come back and, like, try to work with me. There's a few people that I worked with when I was the Nash name that are now, like, we're working still, and, like, we're working on a higher level.
That's
now,
awesome.
So.
You know, I really, really, really wish you would have gone to RCA and just sat in there and just, like, crossed your arms and just, like, listened, you know? Listen to them.
Yeah, I just looked at it and was like, and I know once they found out it was me, they was like, oh, hell, oh, damn, like, we fucked up. Oh, fuck. But it's cool, like, it's super cool to see that. To
I'm sure.
See record labels I never heard of, like, hit me up, like, from UK and, like, other spots where I'm just like, how do y'all even hear my music? Like, this is crazy.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, look. I think you have, like, the perfect attitudes for it, but, like, we're here for pettiness. So what other record labels have – what, Danny, what's the like, the craziest record label meeting that you had?
I haven't had no record label meetings.
Never.
Never.
They didn't reach – never?
Never.
That's crazy, actually.
Never. Like, I signed to Foods Gold, and I chose to sign to them.
Correct. Yeah.
I picked them. Like, I want to sign to y'all.
Right.
Shout out to Foods Gold.
Yeah.
That was that. Foods Gold, A-Track's my brother. So it's like, he knew about me in the past, and then when I switched to 24 Hours, he didn't know, but he knew the music, but he didn't know it was me. And when I FaceTimed him one day, I was like, yo, we need to do like this 24 tracks thing. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, I think he was getting his hair bleached or something.
I mean, that does sound like A-Track.
He's in a chair and he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm 24 Hours. He's like, oh my God. Like, and then it was there, a wrap from there. And, you know, matter of fact, Fool's Gold was the first label to send a contract to Tokyo.
Whoa.
No one knows that. That was the A-Track was the first, like, yo, here's like I wanna do something. And then after that it was 300.
That's
but
amazing.
Like, yeah, that he was and brought him out at a show like the Fool's Gold show that they do
in New York,
they did it in Atlanta.
So
brought him out. But yeah, they're super fam like to us.
Yeah.
So that's super
those are the guys.
Danny, what's your best A-Track story?
My best A-Track story. The way he found me, I guess, would be probably like my favorite story. I wasn't there, but he had a lunch meeting with Q-Tip. You know, I'm a huge Trap Called Quest fan. You know, Alicia He Muhammad pretty much was like a mentor to me earlier in my career. I had met him through, like, you know, just being around New York, meeting people, and then he just took a liking to me and just, this when I was like broke in Detroit, didn't even have a computer. Like, he bought me a laptop and just was like, fly me up to New York and just take me, I don't know, just like mentoring. Like,
yeah.
You know, and then like, this is fucking Alicia He Muhammad. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like mind blown about that shit. And then, I guess from that, Q-Tip got on my music from Ali, probably. And then A-Track was talking to Q-Tip and was like, I'm thinking about, you know, working with the Danny Brown kid. He want to fuck with us, you know? And Q-Tip was like, what? Do that. Why are you talking? Like, why are you having this conversation? Like, make that happen. And I remember A-Track called me right there. Like, I'm sitting here with Q-Tip. And he said, let's do it right now. Like, let's do it. And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's so
that's
legend.
Lit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's legend.
I never met Q-Tip before ever, you know? But shit, thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's your best Tony Yayo story?
Oh, shit. I have thousands of those. Like, oh, my God. Ah, man. Busta super good one. Oh, man. I have thousands.
I just want Yayo.
Yeah. I know I got one that's really, like, a lot of people don't know, like, Tony, I mean, he's, like, real, like, he's not, like, I made a song one time and he cried. Like, something like that. I never seen somebody cry to my music. I'm like, you tripping right now. What are you doing? No, don't do that. Don't do that. I called him, like, come on, Marvin. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
you're making
crazy.
Me tear up. But it wasn't even like a, he was just, what he was saying that made him, he's like, man, you are so fucking talented, man. Like, this, it hurts me to see somebody like you that I know like really deserve to like do this. Like I see so many people that just not really taking advantage of their situations and just not really appreciating any. Like you just want to do this so bad. Like I see it. I see your hunger with this. And he just that just hurt his feelings that couldn't make it happen for me. Like he tried. Like you know, wasn't too much he can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
50 wanted you to change your jeans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, yeah. I still got them on. He didn't stop me.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But it was everybody always tried to talk about that experience with me. It was nothing negative at all. That was, like, one of the best things. Like, I was in the hood doing nothing, then one day I'm living with Tony Yayo. So it's like, what the fuck? It's lit. I didn't have no studio. Now I got a studio upstairs and recording all day. Like, I recorded.
Is Tony Yayo a good roommate? Or are you a good roommate,
I mean, me and him kind of like the same kind of guys, though. Like, we like to smoke weed a lot and cigarettes and cuss and, you know, be loud and shit. So we're kind of like the same. We love each other. Like, that's my homie.
It wasn't
we used
like
to play
you know.
A lot of FIFA. We used to have these epic FIFA battles, like really. Like,
that's crazy.
To the point, like that's how I started because he used to play with me and you, and I used to play with Arsenal. And I remember one time he got so deep into it, he went and bought jerseys. Like fuck that. He had his Man U jersey.
You dorks.
But see, shit like that, people wouldn't even know. Like, yeah, yo, it's like that. And then he's a super family man, like.
I just love that he went to the U.S. Open, like, to watch tennis. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's in the box.
Yeah,
like, big tennis guy.
He lit.
Also, he's a huge emoji fan and loves commenting on Instagram. That's my favorite Tony Yayo thing.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in a long time. I talked to him not too long ago, but I want to hang back out with him. I wouldn't mind kicking it with him again. Like,
what?
I'm being, like, really, like, hanging, like, a week or something. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I told him I want to do another mixtape with him, but he be tripping. I don't know.
He has a recording studio in his house.
I know. I told him to do Who Wants to Know Too.
Yeah, he needs Danny Brown in his house. That's the problem.
That is the problem, yeah.
Yeah, it is a little more inspiring, probably.
That's
crazy.
What's the ratio of phone calls versus FaceTimes that you guys like take part in?
I don't get none of that shit.
None of it.
None of that. Don't FaceTime me. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially another dude. Like, what do I want to see your face for? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't
know.
That's
crazy.
I think maybe I'm older. Like, I'm 36. I don't know. Like,
I get
happy
so
birthday,
many
Danny.
FaceTime.
We get it.
I know, but I'm just saying I won't keep throwing it up there, you know. But I don't know.
How old are you today? How old are you?
36.
And you got me by 10 years.
I feel a little gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just
I have to, like, no. Like I get FaceTimes 24-7. And
I mean,
like,
yes.
Well,
shit.
24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours, yeah. I guess. But, like, I don't know. I'll call.
Text and
we'll
just, I don't even want to hear your voice. You don't even
want to hear. Oh, yeah, it's another level.
You know what I'm saying? Just text me. Like, whatever you got to say, if I want to answer it, I answer it. Like, just text me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like talking on the phone. I'm not that guy.
Do you like in-person interactions?
I like being by myself, to be honest.
So then, no.
not really. I don't think I'm that social.
I'm glad that we were able to have this debate.
I don't think I'm that social. But
if I ever get your line, I'm only
just
texting.
Yeah, just text me.
No, but now I know. It would have definitely been, now that I know you, it would have been a violation. Like, this thing is tripping.
Yes. When somebody FaceTime, like, I don't know. Like, FaceTime to me, I thought it was just for showing ass and titties. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know. Like, Snapchat. Like, when that came out, like, that was for showing ass and titties. Like, I don't know what y'all turned this to, and I'm upset about it. Like, I don't want to go on Snapchat, see you hanging out with your dog. Go on Snapchat at the park. No, check that ass. That's what they made this for. You
That's
get what I'm saying?
Crazy. I'm forwarding all FaceTimes today.
No.
Man, text me today.
Danny, I want you to do like a TED Talks about this.
Yeah.
I mean, I just really feel like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm one guy that's very into technology and love the port, how far we go. I tell people all the time, I don't save my money for, like, I don't know what people say their money for, but I save my money for technology that I know coming in the future. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers gonna shoot yourself with stem cells and shit, and you're gonna be able to be Wolverine. You know what I'm saying? Like, they more and more creating shit, so I feel like in a minute you're gonna be able to buy like superpowers and shit. Mm-hmm. So I just wanna make sure I got my money right when they drop that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Smart man. Smart man.
You know what I'm saying? So if they let you pick and shit too, like, I wanna be able to like have telekinesis or some shit. Like, I can move shit, like, oh, get the fuck away from me, bitch. Or
antisocial.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or I wanna be able to like read motherfuckers' minds and shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially like women. Maybe just women. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like I can go further in life like that.
That feels like a Steve Harvey movie.
If I could just
wow.
One person got that. That's fine.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I swear I'm saving my money to be a superhero one day. I forgot we was talking about how we even got here. Oh, yeah.
No, but keep going.
Yeah.
He's talking about phones and texts. Oh, I got that, too. It's like, even next. Like, my mentor right now is Joey Diaz, comedian. And you can't text Joey. You have to call him. That's because he was raised in the 70s. He's old school. Like,
right.
That's his shit. You text Uncle Joey, he will call you and cuss you out.
Does he have a flip phone?
Huh?
Does he have a flip phone?
He got an iPhone, but he don't know how to do number Periscope. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
wait.
Crazy.
How did you and TJ Miller become so close?
We met at Bonnaroo.
Right.
I mean, I'm a huge stand-up.
Was it the Bonnaroo that we went down with you?
Yep,
oh, same?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a long time ago.
Yeah, I hang out with Hannibal all the time.
Right,
so
yeah.
So I was just hanging out with Hannibal, then him and TJ cool, so then me and TJ just clicked like this. Like, I don't know. Like, we just clicked. Like, I don't know.
But
he crazy, I'm crazy.
He's so crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Older, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But when we hang out, it's like, I don't know. I have so much fun. I have so much fun with TJ. But yeah. But Hannibal's actually here today, too. I'm
And tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to see him later.
Yeah.
He's doing some podcast shit, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really just my love for stand-up comedy, I think. So, like, last time I was with him, we went to the store, and he just went up and did a set, just show up for me, I guess. And holy shit. It was lit, because I'm like, I always think, like, I want to get into stand-up comedy a little bit, too. But when you see somebody like TJ, or see, you know, Hannibal, like, I'm around the greatest. I be feeling like, you know what I'm saying? I can't, like, hell no, I can't touch this shit. Like, being around Uncle Joey and shit like that.
Right.
Like, it's crazy, but more and more I just want to get into doing comedy stuff, though.
That's
awesome.
That's
where I'm going right now with it. Like, maybe, like, doing voiceovers, cartoons and shit. Or,
that's dope, too.
Or some sketch comedy type shit. I feel like I'd be good. More so than doing stand-up, maybe. So more into getting probably like some improv type shit.
So what are you doing like to move towards that goal?
Hanging out with TJ Miller.
Okay, yeah.
Hannibal Burris.
Yeah.
One day we'll make something happen, you know. He might get a part for me. Just slide in there, you know.
Unless they FaceTime you and then you turn down their call.
Yeah, that's
never
true.
Happens.
That's true.
Jeez. Yeah.
So I don't get that. Like, why do
and then they'll FaceTime him, and then they'll screenshot it, and then they'll put it on their Instagram and say, talking to my bro, or something weird, gang. And I'm, what is going on with you people? Like, it makes my brain want to explode. Like,
just met, bro. Like, wait to see what me and bro got.
Like, what does, I don't go get that cycle.
Yo, Killer Mike FaceTimed me at like 9 a.m. on a Sunday, and I was just like, this is the most rude thing you could have done. Like, I literally like rolled out of bed and was just like, oh yeah, like I've been up for hours. I'm a professional.
Going to church, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably be scared.
What was the conversation with Killer Mike?
I just kept going, yeah. Like, it was, he was like, I'll get that thing to you. And then, by the way, he never did. But, like, he kept saying, I'll get that thing to you. And I was just like, okay. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, he didn't need to FaceTime me at 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Don't FaceTime me. Like, I don't like it. I'm just more like, that's what's happening with social media and everything. Like, people don't know how to be private about shit no more. Everything don't need to be out in the open and in public no more. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I think. Like, if I'm talking to you on the phone, don't go on fucking Instagram and tell the world that me and you was just kicking it. Like, that's lame. Like, what are you doing about that? Like, I don't know. Maybe you just, or I guess it's just like, I mean, if you're talking to another artist, that's like maybe like a social media. I mean, that's what's starting to make me like so mad about this shit. It's like people are more so trying to be like a social media presence than they is just being better at making music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have shitty music, but be on Snapchat and Instagram and all this shit all day.
That's
and
how the culture
have
this
a million
shit is
followers
changing.
And people will love their music, bro. But the music is trash. They just
I seen something
on social media all day promoting this shit.
I seen something.
And it works. I've seen it work.
We just have showcases out here at South by. I seen somebody the other day and I'm like, who is this kid? Like, I don't know, but like, he's doing something on Twitter and you see this, like, he has 30,000 retweets and da-da-da-da-da, and he just goes viral on everything that he does. And I'm like, but how's the music? He's like, it's all right, I don't know.
Yeah.
But his social media is super lit, and it's like those world, when Vine and Worldstar, and like, I seen the culture of like before that, when niggas had your top 8 on MySpace, and even before that, like, there was nothing. So like, how you say the technology is coming, it's gonna even go crazier where it's just social status, where it's like, it ain't like, that's why it's like with my bro with Tokyo, I was like, there's a lot of people in the lane that you came up in that they would try to put you in, but like, you break those barriers when you like don't do none of that shit and just like keep staying true to your music. Mm-hmm. He had a session with Pharrell the other day and like working on his album. I'm like, yo, don't fall for the bullshit. Like, just stay you and people will love it. And that's just how it is. But that is a part of the new like shit. Like, if I bump into Danny Brown, if a new artist bump into you and takes the picture with you, the caption is gonna be outrageous. Like, man, Danny Brown says he fucks with my son. Boy, I never heard of you.
Yes.
I never heard your music. I feel ever. You.
Shout out to my family, Danny Brown.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. 100, 100, 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, double face.
When
yeah,
someone retweets it and be like, lies.
For a long, long time, there is this rapper who exists in New York who we always thought was like kind of a joke, right?
Is it me?
It's you.
Okay.
And he would take pictures with all of these record executives and be like, yo,
price is going up.
Yeah. And so Jeff and I obviously we have our own
price is going up.
Yo, we
it's our favorite thing.
Yeah, so we know everybody like in the business, and we were like, we should just take pictures with everyone like in between us and just be like, Price is going up. Like, and we never did it. And then the fucking Migos song comes out, and I was like, motherfuckers, they got it.
Yeah, this was like years ago.
Yeah.
We should definitely do that this week.
We should
bring
it back, yeah. But now we can play the song as we do it, yeah.
I mean, 100%, I'm definitely doing that. Yeah.
Price is going up.
Yeah. So while you're down here, like, what is the goal now? Is it to, like, meet fans? Is it to, like, get on any shows that you're not? Is it to just, like, show your face, or is it
just to,
like,
have fun? And perform, and for the people that actually care to see me perform, for them to have a good time. Like, I performed at a show last night, and I could tell like 60% of them didn't know who I was, but like the 40% in there was like every word, and I was like, it's for them. Like,
yeah,
this is what it's about right now. And like, one of the biggest things to me is like, when you go on your own tour, it's like they're all there, and it's kind of easy, and they're gonna scream all the words, but like, put me in a room with 1,000 new people that never heard of me. And, like, can I walk out with 1,000 new fans? Can I sit here in front of you guys today with people that, like, yo, I don't even know who this is, but I'm just here.
Yeah.
And can you, will someone here take the time to be like, let me see what he's really about?
Yeah.
Because I seen him. Or you're just going to be like, no, that guy was boring as shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, all right, I'm about to go play all Danny shit now.
No, do that. They'll be mad. They're going to get no pissed off then. Like, oh, shit.
But I think there is something about South By, I understand, like, about, like, being able to walk around and be accessible and, like, actually touch the people, right?
Ooh.
Right?
Not for me. I mean, don't touch me, motherfucker. No, I guess,
I
mean,
think that's cool, though.
Back in, like I was saying, when I first started coming out here, yeah, for me, it was fun. That was like, you know, new bright eyed. Like, you know, now I'm burnt out, man. Like, come on, man. I don't want to network. You know what I'm saying?
Jaded.
Like, yeah,
I think, like, that's the crazy part because, like, I have the feeling of, like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I know as a new artist, I have to.
I have to act
like, yeah, I'm new too. Like,
right,
like,
right, right. Is it crazy to feel like you're a new artist even though you've been, like, you were under, like, Lil Scrappy, you were under Jermaine Dupri, you were under, yeah. Take it there. I'm, like, reading your Wikipedia. There.
You have So Def tattooed on your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm is new, awesome, man. By the way.
I'm
it's
new.
Awesome. No, I think it's
I'm
awesome.
New. I'm new.
That new nah, So Def.
You know what's crazy? Some of my fans, if I go on IG Live or I take a picture with my hands like this, like, I don't get the So. Like, they, like, it kills me how people don't take the time to just go on Google. Like, if you go on Google and type in my, you can figure out everything in 20 minutes.
Right.
But, like, people are like, what is this So Def tat for? I'm like, I don't know either. I like it. I don't get the fuck out of here. Leave me alone. But nah, like, I think it's cool, like, to go to interviews. Like, I just did a press run in New York, and,
yeah,
like, some of the people were like, so, new artist, you took off in, like, 9 months. Like, this is crazy. You have millions of views. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you just work hard. And, you know, and meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, bro, like, I used to take the bus to New York for one interview. Like, I called the one interview my press run. Like,
yeah.
I was going to see. I was hoping
Wait,
to get
you were
it.
That Price is Going Up guy.
I was definitely, if I got that picture in Hot New Hip Hop, Price
right.
is going
that's
up.
Right.
Price is going up. I have a story, a crazy story.
All right, but before we
go
get
ahead,
into that,
go
we got to say bye to Danny. Danny's got to run. But give it up one time for Danny Brown, guys. And
thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy and we will see you soon. Danny Brown, guys.
Hey, I took, I got a DM from Big Crit once.
Yeah.
This is like, well, I DM'd him.
Okay.
Let me fix that before he's like.
He
oh,
responded.
He yeah. responded to me, but he had to follow me to get the DM at the time. So I was still in there a little bit. But
yeah.
I DM'd him, and he was like, I'm having a New York listening party for my album. And I was like, and he was like, yeah, you should come by if you're in town. But I took the if you're in town to just like, all right, I'm going to drive there. Like,
well,
I'm going to
yeah,
drive there.
Like a psychopath. Yeah.
Like low key, like, I wouldn't even say psycho. I was just like, yo, like, I got to figure out something, bro. Like, I'm sitting here with fucking $20 in my pocket. Big Crit has an album release party, and he invited me.
Wait, where were you coming from?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Jesus.
But I tried. I was like, all right, I'm going to set up a studio session. I'm going to try to go to one of these blogs, and I'm going to meet Crit. I'm going to
yeah.
go fuck with Crit. I didn't get to any of the blogs, but I had a studio session, which was cool. And I go to the Crit thing. I DM him. He doesn't answer back. His album release party's going on. And some big security dudes at the door are like, are you on the list? And I'm like, yeah, I have to be. Like, I know that I'm not on the list. I'm
You're like, I got three different
yeah,
names.
Yeah.
Try them all.
I'm
yeah.
like, I have to be on the list. And dude's like, yo, I'm going to need you to step to the side. I see Jack Thriller.
Yep.
I don't know Jack Thriller, but I know the I at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I got to talk to him. And he's just laughing and talking to everybody. And I'm like, he's my only way in. And I talked to him for a second. I'm like, yeah, man, Big Crit DM me. Da-da-da. He's like, what's your name? I'm like, yeah, what's your name? He's like, why have I heard of you before? I was like, you know, I work with these people. And he's like, and they're like, Jack, come on, we got to get you in. He's like, come on, let's go. And it was just like, that was it. And me and Jack were in the party. And I walked up to Big Crit. And I'm like, yo, it's me. He's like, oh, dope, shakes my hand, and says, nice to meet you, and turns back around and does whatever he has to do or whatever.
Yeah.
But in my head, it was, like, accomplished. Like, I was here, he remembers that, And then we kept going. This is how the story gets crazier. I finally do a deal a couple years later, the major deal with RCA and Jermaine Dupri.
Yep.
And Big Crit, I guess JD calls Crit over to work on some things, and Crit walks in and he's like, "Oh wow, what's up? Nice to see you again." And I'm like, "We have to work." He's like, "For sure." Next thing you know, I'm at Wiz's video shoot after that, We Them Boys video shoot.
Oh man.
And Rich Homie Quan and Thug is there. And at this time I have a radio single and it's like popping in Atlanta and stuff. And like Crit sees me and he's like, "Yo, I didn't forget, like, you know what I'm saying? We gotta work, da 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 da." We still never work.
Okay.
I'm 24 hours now. Someone tells his manager, like, "You gotta work with 24 hours. And his manager's like, "Yo, just send me a song." Send the song, and he does it in like 10 minutes, and I get it back, and it's like, "Wait, that's crazy. Oh my God." And the moral of the story is like, "Yo, you when it's time, it'll be time for it to happen." Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wiz Khalifa did a song with me way back in the day, and I was like mad, like, for it. He did the song. And then we never promoted it. We never got to shoot a video. We never did anything. And I was like, "Why does he promote all these other people? And like, we don't shoot no videos." And now we're like doing a million records and we got a video shoot next week and all this stuff. And I'm like, and me and him talking, he's like, "I mean, it's just like, I don't know, the time wasn't right. Like, the timing is everything."
Yeah.
So it's like, with being a new artist at South By this time, and like, it's fresh and people want to see me and everything. And it's like, yo, it's the time. So it's like, gotta put the old spirit away,
yeah,
and like feel like a new artist and be happy to be here and be happy to meet people. And like some of the artists that I have with me, it's like, yo, like, enjoy this. Like,
yo, your attitude is so unbelievably refreshing. That's really like amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so you said that your Big Crit story was crazy, right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna add another layer to it. Eric and I went to that Big Crit listening.
Mm-hmm.
I got shoved away at the door, first of all, by the giant security guard that you mentioned. Yeah. That was Big Cap. Rest in peace, Big Cap.
No.
Oh, no, well, I'm sorry. Big Cap moved me out of the way.
Yeah.
He wasn't security. But anyway.
Yeah. I believe the security's name was Shampoo.
Yes.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Bald guy named Shampoo.
Fuck Shampoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He definitely tried to hate. Yeah.
Okay. So I remember Jack Thriller introducing me to a new rapper. That was you. So we met before at that listening.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, I met Royce Rizzi. I didn't meet you.
Right.
Yeah.
And crazy. By the way, we still need to work. So
yeah. We're trying to link and build.
Yo, what's crazy is how the fact that Jack introduced me. He introduced me to a lot of people that night. Johnny Shipes, a lot of people.
Yeah.
He didn't know me. Like, Jack just crazy? Felt the spirit of like, this guy is like, he has something about him. Guess what? I said, "Yo, I'm here in town. Let's do This Is 50. Hell no. He didn't want to do it. I came to town two more times. He didn't do it. And then one time I went to New York with DJ Smalls.
Yeah.
And Smalls had an interview. And Smalls was like, "Is it cool if I bring like this artist I work with named Royce?" And Jack Thriller was like, "Yeah, bring him." And when I sat down, he was like, "You know, I purposely waited to interview you because I just wanted to see how big you were going to blow up.
Yeah, right.
I just didn't want to have an interview that was someone that just kind of wasn't there." And he's like, "Now we're here." And then I went back and did Jack Thriller before the whole This Is 50 shutdown with Jermaine Dupri on the couch with me.
Wow.
We did it. And it was just like, so like, yo, you were outside of Crit's party, like trying to get in. Like,
you drove from Atlanta.
Atlanta. I drove from Atlanta. Matter of fact, I remember... that was the second time. I did that again.
Oh, my God.
I did that again. But that other time was like, at the time, this is crazy. This shows like how hip-hop changes. Because at this time, it was really relevant to do this. But now it's like, why would you do that?
You were wearing a white tee.
No, I wasn't. I was still fly. But Roscoe Dash. Yeah, see? This is
time
crazy.
And place. Yeah.
Yeah, time and place. Time and place. Roscoe Dash called me and was like, "I have a show in New York. You want to come?" So thinking that, it's like, yeah, where do I meet you? He was like, "Oh, I'm already on the way there, but like, if you want to come..."
Yeah, if you drive fast, you can catch up.
Yeah, like, we're only like 2 hours out type thing. Like, yeah. And you could come perform with me. I don't know what I was thinking, but I remember like at the time, like my girlfriend's in the bed with me and I'm like, "I have to go." And she's like, "Where?" It's like early in the morning. And I even just saying it to her, like, well, Roscoe Dash kind of told me to like, what the fuck? Like, you know what
I'm saying? She wasn't a Roscoe Dash fan?
Yeah, I don't know. But I was like, I have to go. And I remember we got in the car and we drove and it was a club. We went to a club and then he was like, "Yo," after his set was done, he gave the DJ my song, like, "Yo, let Rizzy perform a song." And I did a song, and then it was just like, yeah, we got to fly it out to somewhere. And I was just like, what am I doing here? What the fuck is my problem? But it was like, I was so hungry at that time for any look, anything possible to make it happen, where I feel like the culture now is like, oh, let me tweet some crazy shit, or let me like post a video that's just wild enough to go viral, when then there was no fucking Instagram. Like, we didn't have that. We didn't have, like, Twitter was very dry at the time, by the fact. Like, it was like, this was the era of like, Facebook was cool, like super cool, like super,
Facebook
super
was
cool.
Never cool.
No. There was a time when people was on Facebook heavier than anything. Now, like, my mom and everybody's on it.
Right. Yeah, it's cool if you're like a 48-year-old who like hates, Hillary Clinton, like, and like fake news or whatever.
Right. No, but like I see my dad just chilling. He's on the back porch, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Just on Facebook." I'm like, "That's what's up."
Yeah.
that's just, which it take him, and it's not a. Like, that's just, like, I know how to use this. All of my friends from work are on here.
Yeah.
I can see my kids, like, their music profiles, and, like, everything's organized.
People
and then you get
like
to
my things.
And it's
yeah.
like, what's IG Live?
Right.
Like, what is Twitter? Oh, I don't understand Twitter. Do you just tweet your mind? Like, he doesn't get it where it's, like, Facebook Live is like, oh, your mother made dinner.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Like, it's easy. It's clean. But that's why if you really look at the analytics, though, Facebook is, you know who it's crazy to hear this, but one day I was in line and Waka Flocka was in, like, buying clothes in front of me, and he was, like, buying his clothes or something like that, and his credit card declined, right? And he was, like, instantly, this is rapper mode, he turned around, spending too much money today, you know what I'm saying, spending too much money today, and I was just like, oh, you know, like, don't let, he's like, he bought like 10 PlayStations, like, it's Christmas time type thing, right? And he was like, at least I still got the bag on me, and like pulls out all this money, right? And I was like, man, like, so you don't rap anymore? Like, we're just talking. He's like, well, you know, like, the Steve Aoki, all these people, like, really, like, I really opened my mind to something else. And he was like, and fuck Instagram and all that. And I'm like, why? He's like, my Facebook. And to hear it come from him, he was like, the analytics on my Facebook kill all of my social media.
Yeah.
Like, if I post a flyer on Facebook, like, they're really in tune. So I feel like the people who know, like, that I have 38 million fans on Facebook and know how to engage them, like, it's like, it can be good for you. I advise every artist to be on everything that's out.
MySpace, yeah. Right. so you
these guys are crazy.
You got stories from Roscoe Dash, Waka, and now obviously we need to complete the No
what
Hands.
Do you
want to
know?
Yeah, do you have a Wale story?
Wale. I don't. I have a Wale story, my brother, because my brother and Wale are cool. All
right. Yeah.
So Tokyo's about to, he just had my nephew, so we have a new addition to the family.
Congratulations.
So Wale just had a kid. So before the baby was born, I guess Wale called Tokyo and was like, yeah, whatever you do, don't let her go to the regular hospital. Like, they have to come to the house, make the hospital, like, come and, like, have her, I don't know.
A home birth?
Word. Like, type thing. They just treat her better. Everything will be perfect. And, like, Tokyo, so, like, you know, like, he's still baby bro at the end of the day. So I remember him hanging up, like, yep, got to bring the hospital here. Wale said they're going to treat her better. It's all about getting treated better. And I was like, did he tell you the price? He was like, oh, I didn't, like, I don't know. I was like, and I didn't say anything from there, but I just remember Wale told him that. And Wale's from, you know, like, D.C. So the first ever Wale story, I used to live in Virginia. Me and my brothers, we lived like 4 years in Virginia. I remember when Wale wasn't big and he had this song called Uptown Roamers. And like, it was just like kind of like popping at my school at the time, and then he dropped Nike boots, and then like Nike boots sold, like, you couldn't even buy them in Virginia, like they were gone, like, they sold out. So I remember, like, now I look at the Nike boot and I'm like, what the fuck is my problem? Like, this shit is crazy. But I guess no crazier than the Yeezy boot. But like, at the time, I remember, like, yo, like, when you're growing up and you're like in the 7th, 8th grade and your parents are like, all right, shoe shopping time. I remember my dad like looking in the back like, yo, what shoe do you guys want? Me and Tokyo at the same time. Nike boots. Like, he's like, all right. We'll get. But he didn't know that Wale had a song that was lit, and if you had Nike boots at the time, you were lit. So that's a Wale story. But me and Wale didn't have, like, I had crazier stories with JD. And, like,
right.
People I've been around.
By the way, I will take any crazy JD stories.
Okay. JD.
Yeah, I really had
JD,
to.
JD, I'm going to sum this up because this is how JD. Shout out to Jermaine Dupri. Like, you know, I appreciate everything that, you know, he's ever done for me. But check this. JD calls me. JD tweets me. No, he doesn't even add me. He tweets a video of these kids dancing to my song. And he was like, this is real ATL shit. That was what he tweeted. But, like, obviously on Twitter, like, people like, JD just tweeted you or something like that. And I kept getting mentions about Jermaine. So I'm like, let me dig deeper. And I see he posted the video clip of the kids dancing. So I'm like.
This is for Goddamn.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, what do I do with this? It's JD. Like, I don't know. But I sit and think. I'm like, tweet him back. Tweet him back. I'm like, thanks for posting my song. He doesn't reply. I'm like, how can I get JD's attention? And this is where, like, my nerd side comes in. I'm like, at this time, I have, like I've always been big on the internet. Like, I always knew how to work the internet. So at this time, I have, like, Twitter, and I have TweetDeck. So on TweetDeck, I have all of my homies. Like, all of my homies that if you're my homie, give me your Twitter, give me your password. So when I want to promote my song, I can promote it from, like, 50 accounts.
Right.
So I'm like, at this time, I'm like, JD tweeted me. He's not answering my tweet. How do I get him to answer my tweet? I was like, oh, I have, like, 70 accounts on Twitter. So I just used every account and tweeted him. Different things. Like, I see you support Rizzy, or you should hop on this song, or you should do this. And here's the crazy part before I get into the story. Me and JD sat down with Double XL, and he was like, you know, I tweeted the kid, and, like, his fan base was just crazy. Like, they just kept, like, telling me that I should mess with him. And, like, when I'm in the meeting, I'm like, it worked.
Price is going up.
Price is going up. I never, like, if he hears this, he's like, asshole. I didn't know that. But anyway, it tweet. Eventually, he DMs me, like, I think he said, "What's up, player?" Some old something. And I'm like, "Sup? You want to hop on the remix to Goddamn?" And I'm like, I don't even know if this is the right decision, but I'm like, it's Jermaine. I don't know. It's Jermaine. Like, I would do it for Diddy, Jermaine, whatever.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I need something at this time. I don't have a deal. I don't have anything. So JD's like, "You want me to hop on it?" Like, in the DM, I'm like, "Yeah, you." And then he's like, "All right, cool." Exact words, quote. I'm a Southside that shit. And I said, Southside? Like, I didn't even know what that meant. Like, I remember asking my homie, he's like, oh, he's going to kill it. Like, you know, he's from the Southside. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, we're lit.
You should have asked one of your 70 other accounts.
That's right.
Anyways, so he never, like, he didn't do it. And I'm, like, waiting for weeks. And then, like, I see he's in the studio with the Migos. So, like, I DM him again and was like, yo, I'm going to pull up on you. He doesn't understand that. You know, I know he doesn't understand that because in an interview we did together, he was like, you know, Rizzy would say he's going to pull up on me. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? Why does he want to pull up on me? I'm like, nah, bro, I was just trying to pull up. Like, and fuck with y'all.
Yeah,
this is before the Uber. Boom, long story short, I finally meet him. We have a conversation. He doesn't talk to me for – we're actually having a longer conversation than me and him had. And he says, yo, who are you signed to? I was like, myself. Like, you know, like, what do you mean? I don't have a deal. Like, but I was, this is the Scrappy JD thing that was kind of crazy. Like, Scrap's like, JD's like Southside Atlanta, but like still like super professional. And like, you know, I've been here. Scrappy's like, yeah, I had a couple hits, but like, I'm still in the hood and shit. Like,
yeah,
and like loyalty is everything. And like, fuck that. Like, you shouldn't do that. So long story short, I'm super, you know, I'm from the culture of, like, we grew up on internet, and we know, like, what's going on before it's going on, and we know everything where, like, the little Scrappy JD eras is like, oh, yeah, our first music videos, like, there was no YouTube. Like, right. The videos didn't come out on YouTube. You've seen them premiere on
MTV.
On
MTV
106 in part. Like,
yeah,
there
like
was
a
that.
Big deal.
So it's
yeah.
like, you know, I'm getting this stuff, and I knew that I didn't have Scrappy always, he never gave me a contract. He always just said, like, just be beside me and you can meet whoever you meet. You know what I'm saying? So when JD came along and start talking, like, real contracts and, like, I'm looking at the people who are in JD's presence on the day-to-day on his Instagram and Twitter. And, like, at this time, I'm like, yo, he's in with the Migos. He's in with Mariah Carey. He's in with all these people. Like, Scrap's chilling, waiting for me to pull up and we're going to play 2K and, like, all this shit. I'm like, nah, JD, what do you want to do? He's like, I want to manage you. So I'm thinking, like, this is real talk. I'm thinking, all right, it's not a label, so I don't have to say I technically signed to him because he's older and I'm still young. Like, I don't want to, like, have that umbrella over me. So he's like, your manager. I'm like, cool. What better manager than someone who knows everybody?
Right.
If you know everybody, you can get me into any door. So I thought, you know. So at the time, I'm like, yo, you be my manager. That's dope. Cool. I signed the paperwork here. Whatever. 2 weeks later, he calls me and he's like, I never figured I was in a studio with Tokyo before Tokyo was Tokyo, and my whole team was there, and he was like, yo, are you standing up or sitting down? And I was like, I'm standing, but should I sit? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I sit down, and he was like, you know how you always said you dreamed about, like, having a deal and shit? Like, I just got you a deal, like a record deal, like a big deal, like a real situation, like with RCA. And I was like, first thing that thought in my mind, I was like, so, like, am I rich? Like, am I lit now? Like, am I rich? Like, can I call my mom and say, I don't give a fuck? Like, right. I'm not, fuck this, I'm rich. And he was like, you know, you have to work, and da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, I did the deal. JD said, pack your bags, we're going to L.A. I'll never forget. I was like, yo, do I send the names to you who's going to come with me? He said, I have your name. Like, it's just you. I was like, well, just me and you? Like, whatever. I went. Car service picked me up, and I'm like, yo, where are we staying, JD? He's like, you're staying here. I'm at the SLS or something like that. I didn't know what that was. I was just happy to be in LA anyway. I check into my room. I look around. Like, I'm used to having like 10 people with me at all times, so I look around, and I'm just like, did I make it? Is this what it feels like? Literally, I'm thinking, is this what the top feels like? I don't even have no idea. Like, I'm still at the bottom. Like, I'm just in this fancy hotel room. Like, I just FaceTime anybody. Now that Danny's gone.
I'm a big fan of FaceTime.
Yo, I FaceTime anybody that I can get a hold of. Like, yo, I'm in my hotel room. I don't even know I'm whispering. Like, JD's not even the hotel that I'm in. Like, shit's lit, bro. Car service. Like, and I remember JD texting me, your driver is your driver for the whole day. I'm like, so I can go anywhere. Yeah. He's like, yeah, just tell them where you want to go. So I remember being bored in my room and coming down and just like, yo, take me to the best restaurant. I remember my driver looking at like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking like it just works like this. And that night I met up with JD. This is like all in a week span. So this is how fast he moves. Like, I met up with JD and I met Bow Wow for the first time. Like,
Shad Moss.
Yeah, Shad. Matter of fact, I met Shad. My bad. If you're listening, I should know better. I met Bao. I met Bao, and he was like, oh, so you're like, you're the new kid, like, type thing. Like, and he was like, your name's Rizzy, right? Royce Rizzy. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, have you ever been in one? And I'm like, no. He's like, yo, come outside.
Ow.
And like, this is the first time I ever sat in a Rolls Royce. Like, it was me and Bow Wow sitting in this chair. And he's like, yeah. And you know it's crazy? Because I'm in there and I'm just like, at the same time, like, I'm like this. Yo, I'm in the, like, yeah. You know, at the time, I'm talking to Tokyo too. And at that time, if he was sitting right here, he'd be like, yep. I was just sitting on the couch wishing I was there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now it looks like it does a 360. He's lit and big as fuck. But I'm in a Rolls Royce with Bow Wow. He's like, send me a picture. I'm like, I don't know how to do that without looking crazy. So I'm not going to do it because it's too crazy to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, speaking of the devil, hey, shout out to Tokyo. I was just telling him the story, like, when I first sat in a Rolls Royce. So we go from there. Me and Bow, like, I don't even get out of the car. I look out of the window. JD comes down. Like, me and Bow Wow, we go to the Rolls Royce. Yeah. JD comes downstairs. Tyrese ends up, like, with JD just randomly. I'm like, oh, shit, that's Tyrese. I don't say anything, though. I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then him and Tyrese hop in the car, and I stay in with Bow, and we ride to this club. And we get out, and it's just pictures everywhere. And, like, I'm still, like, I'm on.
Yeah.
I'm fucking on. This is crazy. Like, I'm red carpet pictures. I'm Googling trying to find the pictures. We go in the club, and we get in a section, and Justin Bieber comes over, and Amber Rose. And at this time, I'm like, oh, no, I am on. Like, this is it. Like, this is it. Then JD's like, yo, come up here and perform your song. And I perform, goddamn. And then, like, we leave. I'm like, all right, we're leaving the club, paparazzi, everything, we're leaving. And I'm like, this is it. Like, this is what it's like. All right, cool. Yeah. I can do this. Like, it's cool. And we get in the truck, and JD's like, you tired? I'm like, no, what's up? He's like, we're going to Jamie Foxx's house. So I'm like, oh my God. Christina Milian. And what's the lady from Empire?
Taraji P. Henson.
These are just people. Just like, hey, what's up? What's up? And I'm just like,
Yo,
we're on. Like, this is it. I remember, like, Tyrese does, like, this little video clip like this. And it's, like, him, JD, and Val. And, like, I remember I'm like, I have to get in that. And I just walk over. Because it won't be me being... It wouldn't be me seeming like I wanted to be in it, but I wanted to be in it. Right. So I remember getting in it, and then Tyrese just posts it on Instagram. And, like, I remember, I think Tokyo saw it first. He was like, you're on. He says, yeah. He said, you're on, bro. And then I went back to my hotel, and I was just like, the life.
Yeah.
And not knowing, being so young, not knowing, like, boy... He just showed you, like, that's his life. That's not your life. Yeah. Those people don't remember you tomorrow. And, like, I didn't know that. So I went on, and that's my JD experience.
Well, congratulations on living your life and hopefully turning it into JD's life. And
no, we got to go. We got to go.
And Southside. Guys, give it up one time for 24 hours.
Yo, I appreciate it. Southside, that's that's lit, man.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real Jeff. What do you say we get into these shout-outs right now?
Right now?
Right now. Shout-out to DJ Trusky. Shout-out to Hip Hop Mike. Shout-out to DJ Sean G for letting us rock on their stage down at South by Southwest.
Shout-out to the blues, like, quartet who sat on the corner for 4 days straight for, like, 8 hours straight every day playing that same song.
Shout-out to Nick Rosenberg for letting us crash in his hotel room when our Airbnb was unlivable.
Shout out to Airbnb, who will hopefully refund us.
Yes. Shout out to the CVS that was located about a 25-minute walk outside of town that had the Aleve I needed for my headache, and they were amazing that they existed because there were no other pharmacies in downtown Austin.
Shout out to everybody at the Fake Shore Drive Showcase on Thursday night at the House of Vans. That was Joey Perp, who was incredible. That was No Name. That was French Montana. That was Cool Kids. It was awesome. We're going to get the Cool Kids on the podcast soon. Very excited about that.
Shout out to Andrew Barber, especially for putting on an amazing show. Shout out to everybody at Atlantic Records. That's Julie, that's Mike, that's Ashley, Jason, Marsha, Darnell, Joy, everybody involved in making that amazing showcase happen and letting us host for God knows how many hours and letting us kill it on stage. Shout out to everybody who was in the audience and watched on TV.
Shout out to everybody at the Apple House, everybody at Pandora, everybody at all the streaming services.
Spotify.
Yeah, shout out to Spotify. Spotify was giving away free massages, so shout out to the masseuse.
Yeah, shout out to her especially. That was great.
That was awesome.
Shout out to Sam Berger, our buddy over there. Shout out to Tuma and everyone at Spotify. Shout out to Kristen at Apple and Ebro and Carly Hustle. Shout out to Amir Abbasi, Lane the Label, who we expected to see maybe for a second, and he gave us so much of his time. He's the best dude. Again, follow him at Blame the Label on Twitter. He's amazing on Twitter, but guys, if you get a chance to say hi to him in real life, he is always the best.
His beard is incredible.
That's
shout
right.
out to Nardwar.
Yeah.
We thought we would just breeze by and say hi for a quick second because we're big fans. He led us into his interview for Michi
what,
and
what
Tutsi.
A guy. And by the way, shout out to Jazz One, his camera guy, who is a loyal listener to our podcast. And we saw him around at a bunch of places, too.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody at the Fader. Shout out to...
Yeah, shout out to Naomi. Fader Fort was really great. Everyone says, like, oh, it's not the same as it used to be. We had a great time there. Very hospitable. Great stage.
Yeah, shout out to Gatorade, which got me through the week.
Yes.
Shout out to...
Shout out to Redman, who I saw at our hotel. That was pretty cool.
You said he was moving like Spider-Man.
He was.
So imagine that, everybody who's still listening. Shout out to Good Barbecue. Shout out to Water. And shout out to Walking, which we did way too much of.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who said what's up to us down there. Thanks to everyone who interviewed us. Oh, shout outs to PA, who did an awesome interview with us with his brother and his girl. The guys over at Cinematic, who did another great interview with us. Shout out to everyone who stopped us on the street to say that they listened to the podcast, that they watch the videos, that they support the music.
And you want to know what? Shout out to 24 Hours, who we saw everywhere, and Danny Brown, who showed up 5 minutes beforehand, and we were like, oh, so you're here for the interview? And he was like, yes. So that was dope. Also made in Tokyo Stop by at the very end. I don't know if you will hear that.
And by the way, this was on the official South by Southwest stage. So we do want to thank South by Southwest and the TuneIn app. Should we do this again next week?
Yeah.
Not for real, for real.
Not for real, for real.
We'll see you later. Yep.